Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And on that note, I am joined by Ant van Rensburg, who is the Clinic Admin Manager at Disc in Baby City. Hello, Ant. How are you today?
Good morning, Ilandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Just fine. We've been talking about allergies today and children's reactions to allergies. Is that something your clinic sisters can help with for parents to introduce allergens with their babies?
Absolutely. And it's such an important topic. One thing that Marita said that's so interesting is the difference between allergies and intolerance. And we see this first pop up with parents that are supplementing a baby's diet with formula. Is that many parents think that their children are allergic to a variety of different things, whether that is soy or cow's milk or anything like that. And most of the time, there are certainly many cases where children are, in fact, allergic or intolerant. Yeah. But many of the cases, we find that the baby was actually reacting very well to the milk. Or to food that was introduced, solids that were introduced later on. But they might have had one or two loose stools, which is completely normal, but due to panic many times, and that food is then avoided or formula is then avoided. And we understand that it's out of love and parents want the best for their children, but ultimately it's best to consult with a healthcare professional to ask whether this is actually normal or is this something that needs to be avoided or needs to be supplemented with another product instead.
And I mean, I remember specifically, and I mean, Marita kind of also touched on it a little bit with regards to breastfeeding and cutting out certain things. Because when it comes to a cow's milk allergy, if the baby has a cow's milk allergy, the mom, if she's breastfeeding, has to cut out obviously any dairy out of her diet. And often when parents self-diagnose these things, they cut out milk and certain things, not realizing that how many foods actually have dairy in it. Yes. And you have to actually cut out dairy for 2 weeks for it to have an impact on your breast milk and to see if it is actually the culprit for feeding. So if I'm correct, I think it's 2 weeks.
it usually is longer than what we think. And ultimately, so many things, as you mentioned, as Marita also mentioned, contain lactose and contain a dairy. And even medications, many medications contain lactose or dairy dairy. So it's just an example of things that we don't always think about that many times contain this. So I think the message from my side, and I think I can speak on behalf of our nurses as well, is that self-diagnosing is not always the best idea. And listening to friends and family, and that is not always good. So rather consult with a professional that we can guide you on what is normal and what isn't normal, because many times what a child is experiencing is actually normal, and it's not necessary to switch a child's formula milk, for example, or exclude certain foods just yet.
No. And as always, it was fantastic chatting with you. I look forward to chatting to you again. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.